getting a letter pulled up right now. Hey, y'all. Hey. It's the week of Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Tell me if you still care. Let your actions show it, right? Welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Fatarel, and I have a letter during the week of Christmas. So since I had time today, I just figured, why not chop it up today about this new letter. Some people just never gonna get it. Some people just never gonna get it. Some people are gonna continue to lose solid people out of their life because they want to play games. They want to have their cake and eat it too. They don't understand what monogamy means. They can't play around and without consequences. Some people are just never going to get it. That's what I think, you know. So tell me if you still care, but don't tell me, show me that you still care. But I am getting this letter pulled up right now. I'm going to silence the SOS. What y'all know about the SOS man? Y'all don't know nothing about that. That's what we say in the sip. You don't know nothing about that. Again, happy holidays, guys. This is the week of Christmas. Even if you don't celebrate it, it is a time that we can manage to get some days off from the office. And, you know, people tend to be a little bit friendlier this time of year, you know. I don't know. But let's talk about what we need to talk about. So, we got a wife that's acting a damn fool in her marriage. And we're going to talk about it. So, a hubby wrote in and said he just caught his wife cheating. Like, this is fresh. Like, this, like, literally just happened within the last few days, okay? He says, found out my wife was cheating with a guy from our gym because I had a weird gut instinct something was wrong and found their messages of sexting and talking about getting together. I confronted my wife and she somehow tried to turn it into me being the bad guy and made promises to block him and try to work on us, saying at most, they only made out in his truck. Now, we all know better, right? Fast forward 2 days later, I'm still feeling paranoid that I didn't get the whole story. I always say that, don't I? I snoop in her phone again. Okay, gut. I found out that not only did she lie to me, they had sex, and she was still talking to him while I was willing to actively work on our relationship for the past 2 days. That's what they do. That's what they do. I'm telling you. Let me go on with the letter, though. Where am I? For the past 2 days. I pretty much drew the line there and said I wanted a divorce no matter what. Now it seems like she's trying to bribe me into forgetting through tons of sex. Oh. I just feel like I'm losing it, and it doesn't help that we have 2 kids and 6.5 years of marriage that she threw down the drain for a 2-month fling. Sorry for the rant. I needed to get it off my chest and gain some perspective from people who... What is it? Gain some perspective through people on how to navigate this divorce process. Oh, wow. So if you're just tuning in, a hubby just found out that his wife has been cheating with a guy from the gym that they both go to. She tried to deny it at first, but even though he doesn't have woman's intuition, his gut told him something wasn't right about it. And he followed through. He went looking to try to find out what was going on. He went through her phone and he found what he was looking for, the evidence that supported his feelings. That sucks. You know, Now the husband says, initially he was willing to work it out, you know. He was willing to work it out, but his gut told him that he didn't get the whole story, so he went snooping again. You did good, sir. Very, very good, sir. And after he went digging the second time, he found out she'd been lying. Now she's trying to bribe him with a lot of sex. Like, she's getting a lot of sex, okay? I'm not hating on the sister. I mean, she's getting it from the guy at the gym. She's trying to bribe her husband into staying in the marriage. And once he had solid proof that she had been having a sexual affair, she lied and said the most they done was make out. But come to find out, she was actually sexually involved with the guy from the gym. So hubby is saying, I want out, I'm done. You know, she was willing to throw away 6.5 years for a 2-month fling, and we got 2 kids. This is never easy. You know, the first thing I do is I try to process stuff as if I'm in your shoes or I'm connected with you some kind of way, because that prevents me from saying something stupid or treating your letter as if it's, you know, not a serious matter. I would say you're acting on emotion right now because you're very upset and you have every reason to be. I mean, the nerve of her. Like, you was really willing to look past her cheating behavior and to give the marriage another chance, but she took it for a joke. That's why I always say, what you do when you discover any piece of information that is inappropriate or you classify as infidelity, it matters, because it sends a message to your partner. It sends a message, they're gonna take you serious, they can get away with it, or they need to stop right then and there what they're doing to protect and preserve their relationship. I always say that what you do in the meantime and right now, it matters. It sends a message, and this letter is proof of that. You see how he was so willing to forgive her initially? Because he loves her. And you want a man that loves you. We all want a partner that genuinely, unconditionally loves us, right? Not this heifer. This heifer was like, oh, he's going to work it. We're going to work it out. Let me continue on with what I'm doing and see what happened. I just say you're acting on emotion, but no one can blame you. You're leading with emotion, but no one can blame you. But I want to say that when those emotions die down, is that really what you really want to do? I mean, she's acting a goddamn fool right now. And I can't say that you're wrong for wanting out, because, I mean, she out here cheating. I mean, you know, I could go down that whole rabbit hole, or if she's using protection, you know, the sexual history of the guy. You don't want to get caught up. You don't want to catch anything. You know, she's doing so much right now, and it's very unfortunate, and it's unfair to you that she's jeopardizing the marriage. She's breaking your heart. She's broken her vows, and then she's got the nerve to try to manipulate you and what you're going to do through tons of sex. Like, sex is the reason she's in this mess right now. She's being selfish, and she's acting like a little girl, not a grown woman, and not a wife. Not a wife that values the life that you have been building with her. You know what? Let me just say this. No one can fault you for walking out. I wouldn't fault you for walking out. But I'm going to tell you that what you're about to do is going to be one of the hardest things you can do right now. First of all, it's the holidays. Second of all, you got 2 kids together. Third of all, this is your wife. But one of the hardest things you can do, and take it from me, is walking away from a relationship when you're still in love. That is the most painful thing that you could possibly do in this lifetime, outside of, you know, death and stuff like that, of a spouse. I'm talking about in a relationship. If you want to know how bad your heart can hurt and how conflicted you can be, try ending a relationship. Try going through a divorce. Try being separated, and your behind is still in love with the person who has done you wrong. But you know the best thing you can do for yourself is to continue on the course and go on with your life. I want to let you know right now, it is not going to be easy divorcing the person that you're still in love with. That's a bunch of bullshit, let me tell you. It is not going to be easy. And I just, before you go down that path, understand it will not be easy. It will not be easy walking away from a family that you were building, that through no fault of your own, things have ended. Through no fault of your own, the family unit is being broken. Through no fault of your own, all of this happened. She made it happen. Through no fault of your own, now this person that you're used to being intimate with on a consistent basis, she's destroyed all of that. Out of nowhere, your life changes. And you can, if you're not careful, you'll end up being resentful and bitter because you didn't see it coming. You never see it coming when you are going on with life in the relationship that you wanted, with the person that you're in love with, that you're committed with, that you married. Even for those people that aren't married, you know, you're living with a person, or you're building a life with a person, and out of nowhere you discover that they have committed the unthinkable. And then to add insult to injury, to not be sorry behind it, to, you know, treat it as if it's a joke and continue to do what they were doing, I would say you're doing the right thing. And even if you don't go through with the divorce, you're sending a strong message to her: don't play with me. Don't play with this marriage. Again, let me say this. Even if you do not go through with the divorce, even if you just communicate to her, because I know you're angry right now. You've been betrayed. You're angry. There's a lot going on right now with you and her behavior since the discovery. Again, even if you don't go through with it, you sending that heifer a message like, you keep this up, you're not gonna have a husband, and the life that we've been building, you will not have that. And then you're gonna really see what substance that 2-month fling is made out of. So you know what, I understand. Even though my platform is about keeping families together and trying to keep the relationships together, you know, understanding that all of us, you know, we make mistakes. We all sin differently. You know, how I sin is not how you sin. And, you know, I can condemn you for what, you know, I think is the ultimate, and you could do the same. I'm just disappointed that your wife didn't take the opportunity when you extended her the olive branch to stop what she was doing in her tracks, to come clean. Because that was her opportunity to say, you know what, I messed up. I've been doing this and a third with the guy at the gym, and I didn't really know how to tell you. I really don't know how to stop because I'm enjoying it. I don't know. I don't know what people say. I've never been a cheater. I don't know how those conversations go, you know. Just not my thing, you know. It's just not my thing. But I understand it happens, because it has happened to me, you know. I'm disappointed that she did not take the opportunity to make things right with you. And instead of owning up to what she's done, you know, the best thing she has to offer to you is more sex. Again, man, you've been sexing the dude outside of your marriage. You've broken your vows. This is not the way. But at the end of the day, the choice is yours. No one can hold you at fault for whatever you do, because you have to do what's best for you and those children. And you have to live with that decision. So I understand that you're emotional right now. I get that. Been there, done that. But once those emotions die down, you don't want to look back and will have made a decision that you will regret. And had you just taken the time to sit this out and let the sting die down, as the old people say, that maybe you would have chosen a different path. My heart goes out to you. It's the holidays. You got 2 small kids. You got a wife that's going to, you know. But let me tell you, I cannot stress this enough. You still love your wife. So reconciliation is really not off the table. Understand that. You know, I could minister to you, but I don't think you'll receive it right now because it's so fresh. But I will say, reconciliation is not totally off the table, you know, once everybody has had a moment to collect themselves and understand the weight of the decisions that they're about to make. And as for her, the decisions that she's made some poor decisions. She's made some decisions that has impacted her marriage and her relationship with you moving forward, because you're never going to forget this. You are never going to forget the Christmas of 2022. Never gonna forget it. That is the Christmas or the week of Christmas that you discovered that your wife was having an affair with a guy at the gym. So for your kids' sake, take a moment to step back. It's fresh. You know, there's no rush to do anything right now. There's no rush to do anything. You don't have to do anything. I say that a lot. There's no rush to make a move. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You know, you make a decision on how you want to move forward when you are comfortable with everything. You know, there's no rush. Make the decision when you want to. But I will say this. Don't be sleeping with her unprotected. Don't be sleeping with her unprotected. Please, protect yourself, okay? She's proven herself to be a liar. So what you don't want to do is get caught up in something and catch something because you was all caught up in emotion and trying to reconnect with your wife on an intimate level, and then you got a whole nother set of problems. And I'm going to tell you something else, and this is just, if you was my friend, if you was one of my dear friends, I would say nothing different to you. I would say, and before you ever be with her in that way again, with no layers of protection between the both of you, you make sure she gets tested. You make sure she gets tested and that she don't bring you back something. Okay, because she done already brought you back something that has devastated you and broke your heart. You don't want nothing else. It's a lot of stuff out there here. And I don't need you putting your hands on her just in case you're one of those type of men, you know, in case. So just make sure before you go that way with her again, unprotected, make sure she gets tested and that she has a clean bill of health, okay? Again, if you're just now tuning in, we got a letter from a husband who literally just discovered this week, within the last couple of days, well, not this week, because this is the beginning of a new week, but let's just say the last few days, his wife has been cheating on him. Now, I always talk about a woman's intuition, but even though he's a guy, his gut was telling him something wasn't right with his wife. So anyway, he discovered that through her phone, because he went through her phone, that she was sexting and talking to a guy at the gym. He confronted his wife about it, and she lied. She had the opportunity to come clean and get ahead of this thing and, you know, try to make things right, but she didn't. She lied to her husband and then got caught because his spirit wouldn't let him rest with the lie or the half-truths that she had told him, right? So he went on and did his due diligence and found out she had lied to him once again. So he's ready to file for divorce, and he's really upset because they've been married 6.5 years. They have 2 children. And now this heifer, she ain't trying to, you know, woman up and do the grown woman thing and do the right thing by her husband. Put on her big girl panties and let's start having the conversations and come clean. Let's have some confession time. Let's sit down and talk about, let me come clean about what everything I've done. Let me come clean about what led to this. Let me just be vulnerable with you and talk about my weaknesses, because now is the opportune time for me to do so, because I need to save this marriage. Now she want to play little girl games and just want to have lots of sex with her husband in an effort to manipulate him, because apparently she's really good at sex, guys. Okay, I'm gonna stop. But anyway, so he's really upset and he wants a divorce, and rightfully so, because he feels betrayed and he has been betrayed. I will not minimize that. You have to do what's best for you. I will say, you got 2 kids. You got to deal with this woman for a very long time. You know, but it ain't your fault. Let me stop right there. It ain't your fault. That's for her to figure out. That's for her to figure out. But in the back of your mind, if you do go through with a divorce, you need to be ready to have some conversation or set some boundaries on how to effectively co-parent with a woman who chose to break up the family, who chose to commit infidelity, who chose to break your heart and break up the family. and a woman that kind of forced your hand to make a decision to move forward with a divorce that you really didn't want while your heart is still connected with her. It's just so sad. You know, again, let me tell you from experience, one of the hardest things you can do is make the decision to pull the plug on a relationship or a marriage where you are still madly in love, sexually attracted, emotionally connected to that person. That is one of the hardest journeys you will take in this life. And if you didn't hear it from nobody else, let me tell you, Angela is here to tell you today, that's a hard road to travel, honey. So if that's what you plan on doing for yourself, just be prepared. Be prepared. It's not going to be easy. And lots of prayer. Get a support system. Don't be talking your business and venting to everybody, because everybody will give you their own opinion. And depending on what day you catch them, on what day you're venting, you may get something different. One day you may get some encouragement. One day you may get some information that causes you to get angry and lash out even more and make a bad situation even worse. So be careful who you allow to speak to you in this season. Be careful who you vent to. Be careful, if at all possible. You know, I know you got a lot. There's a lot of stages to this, okay? It's levels to this. Be careful who you allow to speak to you about this situation. And just, if at all possible, try not to vent to everybody. Try to contain this, because until you are sure the direction you want to take, you still have an obligation as the husband, as the head of that household, to cover her. Even in all of her flaws, you are still the head of the household until you are not, okay? Let me say that again. You are still the head of the household. You are still her husband until you are not. So you still have a duty of protection. Everybody doesn't need to know what's going on between the two of you, okay? So I just say that to say, be careful on who you allow access to what's going on in your marriage, okay? It's very normal to want to vent. You're going to be angry. I get it. Been there before. It's very hard. And on those days that you're bubbling over with emotion, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself venting to the wrong people or oversharing with people who are not mature enough to handle what you are going through, or even the bandwidth to receive the information that you're sharing with them at that time. So I just pray God's goodness over your life, and that he will lead and direct both of you on a path to healing. And I pray that God would minister to your wife's heart, to convict her heart, to stop and turn around and repent for what she has done, the damage that she has caused to your family, to your heart, to your marriage, and that the two of you can come to some type of understanding and agreement and try to reconnect. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this particular edition of Diva Speaks Relationships. I'm trying out different times of the day with the letters or whatever, because, you know, sometimes I do it at night, late at night, and sometimes I'm free when I get off, you know, so whatever, you know. I just appreciate you guys being here. I just do not take your attendance for granted. I know that we have a lot of wonderful content creators on TikTok and in the world or genre of relationships. And when you take time to be generous with me, with your time, and sit with me, I appreciate that. I just want you to know, because I'm just a down-home woman, down-to-earth woman like that. I really appreciate your attendance. And if you like me, and if you've went through my profile and you like the other letters where I share my feedback, then one day, you know, when you feel a little bit more generous, hit the like button, and I promise to continue to deliver more. Don't forget, I also have a Roku channel. You can subscribe to my Roku channel, where I do have content and shows and old time feel good sitcoms, and as well as my ministry and a lot of other good things are on my Roku channel. And my talk show comes on satellite television as well as cable. If you have Spectrum or AT&T, U-verse, my actual Diva Speaks Relationship talk show airs on Spectrum Cable, AT&T, U-verse. And my ministry, I have a whole ministry, if you don't know, Diva Speaks Relationship Ministry. This is where I talk about same kind of issues, the same kind of problems that people are going through, except I support what I say with scripture. Not a pastor, not an evangelist, not a prophet, not a preacher. I'm none of that. I'm just a woman with a good moral compass, a firm moral compass. I got common sense, okay? And I know how to talk to people, and I know how to connect with you when you are going through a crisis or a storm with your relationship, or even if it's not that. If you're just needing some encouragement, maybe it's not the end of the world. Maybe you're just having one of those seasons where, you know what, it just don't feel like it needs to feel, and you just need a spiritual supplement to help you get and navigate through that particular season so you can move on out to something better, a better season. You know, Diva Speaks Relationships Ministry is where I do all of that, and you can find my ministry, again, on my Roku channel, on the Now Television Network, on their Roku channel, as well as Intel Satellite TV. I come on 7 different channels on satellite television, and my airtime is Thursdays at 5 a.m. Yes, I said 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm not that girl. I don't have primetime hours, but you know what? God be willing, one day I will get some primetime hours, and you'll be able to catch me when you're not asleep. I think I'm asleep at that time for the most part, because when they're airing it, you know, the show has already went to the station, and they're airing it at a different time versus production. But anyway, Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas to all of you. And if it's not what you want it to be right now, you know what? Just keep praying about it and doing your part, and just have the faith. And it is my belief that things will change. It may not change overnight. It may take a little bit of time. It may take a little bit of undoing everything that has been done. But if you trust and you believe and you put your best foot forward and you stop whatever you did to contribute to the demise of or the decline of whatever season you're in, it's my firm belief that things will turn around. You will see brighter days, and we'll be able to laugh at whatever next year. Okay? My name is Angela Portareal. It has been my pleasure to talk with you guys today. Have a wonderful night.